Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving. It is Thursday, November 23rd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. No indication of terrorism. The airport is rather busy. Restraining order and the rise of the super pig. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a husband and wife were driving in a car at the U.S.-Canadian border near Niagara Falls on the U.S. side of the Rainbow Bridge crossing. And their car exploded. Initial concerns were it was a terrorist attack, because how often do cars explode when driving down the street? The governor of New York, Hochul, said there are no indications, however, of a terrorist attack. The story now is that they planned to attend a Kiss concert in Canada, but it was canceled. So they went to a casino on the U.S. side instead. They were driving their Bentley so fast, their car hit the curb, hit a guardrail, somehow went airborne, and exploded. Amtrak temporarily suspended the trains that crossed the border, and the Buffalo Airport delayed all flights, international flights, from taking off or landing, and the airport screened every single car coming to the airport, which would be is the worst day ever to make the airport even slower. AAA projects that 55.4 million people will be traveling at least 50 miles from their home today or this Thanksgiving, 49 million of those by car. Of those delays, three quarters of them delayed because of weather. Whew, God love you if you were one of those people traveling. The busiest travel days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then, of course, on Sunday, people getting back home. Daryl Hall has filed a restraining order against John Oates. The two put out 18 albums together from 1972 to 2006. It's unclear why, but the Nashville court labeled this as a contract debt case. The two were nominated for 5 Grammys together, but Hall recently said that they've, quote, always been very separate. The two met when they were freshmen at Temple University. Speaking of Canada a moment ago, there's another explosion, this time of hard-to-eradicate super pigs. They're threatening to come across the border into Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana. It's a crossbreed with the survival skills of wild boars and the high fertility of regular domestic pigs. It's creating a super pig. One female pig can have 12 piglets in a year, which means you could kill 65% of these wild pigs every year, and the population will still increase. We should all be eating wild pig for Thanksgiving today. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, there are two socialists in this country who get an enormous amount of media attention, Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sanders is a hardcore Marxist who believes Americans should subjugate themselves to a federal government, which will dictate who has what and control almost every aspect of life. His prevailing philosophy is that capitalism oppresses people and the free marketplace should not be free. Miss Alexandria is different. She's a trendy socialist who has few solutions to serious problems. Her lack of understanding about how the world works is simply frightening. The latest is her call for a ceasefire in the Hamas-Israel conflict. Ocasio-Cortez does not believe Israel should destroy Hamas. But what about that terror group killing thousands of innocent Israeli civilians? If a ceasefire is achieved, then Hamas would not be destroyed and could massacre people again, right? The Congresswoman cannot answer that question because she's not smart enough to answer it. She shows her ignorance every time she's interviewed. No solutions all the time. My prediction for Miss Alexandria is that she will find a safe place on The View. Down the road, we will see her as a well-paid co-host. She still won't know anything, but at least she'll be in her element. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Wayne, concierge member, and again, concierge membership, BillO'Reilly.com. O'Reilly, Mayorkas is not doing a bad job. He is doing exactly what he's been told to do, which is open up the border and get as many people in here as fast as possible so they can vote. That's a bad job, Wayne. Violating immigration law is a bad job. I don't care what he's told to do. You told to do something that you shouldn't do, you resign. Bad job. Kevin Wheeler, British Columbia, Canada. What do you make of the recent reporting that Netanyahu has been encouraging the Arab countries to prop up Hamas along with Iran in order to undermine any possibility of a two-state solution? Oh, conspiracy, dumb stuff. That's what I make of it. Leona Kearns, Augusta, Georgia. I'm so angry the Democrats are deliberately stalling the election of Speaker of the House. No, they're not. Democrats have nothing to do with it. Democrats are never going to vote for a Republican to be Speaker of the House ever under any circumstances. They're not the ones doing it. It's Gates and all those people. Come on. You got to be fair. Lois Buell, Tucson, Arizona. Your remarks about the left term Marist College mirrors exactly what happened at my alma mater, Hartwick. It's in upstate New York. I know it. Look, many colleges have veered sharply to the left. And your alumni, if you don't like that, don't give them any money. Mike Zakim, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, love the No Spin News. You reported that much of the millions raised by the Democratic Party comes from Hollywood people. I know you say you're not a boycott person, but I am, and I'm not going to watch these films. Well, look, the entertainment industry is listing, let's put it that way. It's not in good shape at all. And I mean, I'll go to see a movie if I'm interested in it, but I know who's behind the Hollywood stuff. I don't like them, but I'm not going to let it, you know, seep into my life at that level. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The global tourism industry suffered catastrophic losses during COVID. Air travel, hotels, restaurants dropped 92% worldwide. Before the virus, half of all Americans took at least one family vacation each year. Now that figure's up to 60%. If you are planning a getaway, here are the most visited cities in the USA, ranked by Travel Magazine. San Francisco, number 10, 20 million tourists every year, but that number is cratering because of public disorder in the streets of San Francisco. What would Carl Malden say? Next, Boston, great town, Miami, Denver, then Las Vegas. Sin City is home to 20 of the world's largest hotels. It's also the brightest place on the planet. Visitors to the International Space Station can see the Strip while orbiting Earth. Number five most visited city, Seattle, then Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. The Big Apple is a hotspot for global visitors. 30% of tourists visiting NYC come from Europe or Asia. The top city in America for tourists, Orlando, Florida. 75 million people descend on Orlando each year to visit Disney World, Universal Studios, and SeaWorld. All this travel generates major dollars, of course. The average household spends between $5,000 and $9,000 on a family vacation. In total, tourism generates about $2 trillion a year for the American economy. That industry directly employs 10 million workers, accounts for 2% of the entire gross domestic product. The travel industry is the top employer in 10 states, Hawaii, Florida, Maine, Alaska, Nevada, Louisiana. And here's something else you might not know. For those looking to save a little money, a popular tourist destination last summer was the Humble campsite. 32% of families spend at least one weekend enjoying the outdoors. Average price for camping in America, $18 a night. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.